Hello, sir. My name is Eric Hutchins. I'm from Champaign at the University of Illinois. I'm here with some fellow University of Illinois students. And I wanted to come back to what you began your discussion about, what happened yesterday. It horrified the entire nation, but for those of us that follow the NASS program closely, it was utterly devastating. Now, I know you're going to ask some tough questions, and I hope you do, because I'm 22 years old and I've watched 14 people die in space disasters. Find what's wrong with the system and fix it. Please do. But I'm sure you know that if pushing the boundaries were ever made totally safe, then we probably aren't pushing hard enough. And you touched on that when you began, that we have to continue pushing. It's going to be important. And in your time in the Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation, you will no doubt hear a chorus of critics claim that we should step back from the edge, that we should stop trying simply because now we're too afraid to do what we've always done. Can you assure us, can you promise us that you'll maintain an objective edge and maintain that American spirit of adventurism to see to it that we do solve our problems, but we continue to push on and do it as Americans we've always done? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Eric. I appreciate that. That brings up an interesting issue. We're going to face a big debate, I imagine, in Washington about the future of the space program. Right now, we're spending about $3 billion a year on the space program. I love the idea of us exploring outer space with manned or women missions. But on the other hand, we have a lot of pressing domestic needs. There are a lot of, how many senior citizens do we have here who'd like a prescription drug benefit? Raise your hand if you'd like a prescription. We have a lot of housing needs. We have homeland security needs. We have defense needs. We have mass transit needs. And so we have to be very careful here. We have to make sure that NASA has a very clear mission. Where are they going? What do they want to achieve? And what are the benefits to average people in Illinois by us spending billions of dollars on the space program? I'd be very interested how many of you in this room would like to see continued strong funding support for the space program?
Unmanned.
Okay, you're... How many of you are opposed to it and think we should put it into other needs? So it does have a lot of support. And this is, okay, that's very helpful to me. Do you all think it's a good idea for us to continue to push into new frontiers, and even if the benefits to us aren't that clear right now? Do you feel that way?
Yes.
You like the idea. You like the space program. Okay, that's helpful for me.